Welcome back to That Was the Women's Week That Was, based on the WRN News Review of the 15th of April, 2023. We hope everyone had a wonderful Easter, and we hope much chocolate was enjoyed. This week, we're getting geared up for the local elections. We talk about the confusing data produced in the national census, express our disappointment in the Scottish Government, again, and highlight some women who are fighting for their rights in court. Local elections. We keep asking the same question. There are hundreds of local council seats up for re-election in a few weeks' time. May the 5th is polling day. WRN members will be out campaigning as usual, but we represent the interests of all women, and we don't campaign for any one particular party. Instead, we ask the public to consider the rights of women when they cast their vote and to ask the tricky questions that politicians would rather not answer. Ask politicians these questions. What is a woman, and does a woman have a penis? Why do we ask these questions? After all, most people know what a woman is, and most people know that no woman has a penis. We ask because every politician who fudges their answers is shown up to be fundamentally dishonest and unlikely to properly support the rights of women and girls. Find out if your council has local elections this year by searching for your postcode on the Electoral Commission's website, scrolling down to Elections in My Area. Ask your local group coordinator about setting up a stall, or offer to help with distributing leaflets, or be prepared with questions you can ask when the canvassers come knocking. WRN are teaming up with Sex Matters to make sure politicians understand how important this is to women. Respect my sex if you want my ex, is our message. Find out more at www.respectmysexcampaign.co.uk. The Office for National Statistics, ONS, watchdog to examine implausible census data. Who is surprised to hear that the areas with the highest proportion of trans people are areas with a high proportion of non-English speakers? Who would have believed that the area with the highest percentage is Newham, not Brighton? And who knew that 1.5% of the Muslim population were trans-identifying? These astonishing facts, inverted commas, were pulled from the 2021 ONS census data. 2021 was the first national UK census to include questions on gender identity, but the data it generated appears to be highly suspect. Either there's been a serious problem in the analysis of figures, or people just did not understand what they were being asked. Here's the question that might have caused the most confusion. Is the gender you identify with the same as your sex registered at birth? Yes, it really is a confusing sentence, especially if you know nothing about gender ideology. We're pleased to hear that the Office for Statistics Regulation, the regulator for official UK statistics, is going to investigate what went wrong with this element of the census. The issue was reported in The Times, The Telegraph and The Daily Mail. The ONS was a Stonewall champion until last year, when they withdrew from the scheme, according to a Freedom of Information request, but not after paying at least £34,000 to Stonewall for the privilege. It's not the first time the ONS has shown itself to be captured by gender ideology. In 2021, Fair Play for Women won a legal ruling to prevent the ONS using self-ID in answer to questions on sex and gender. And there's a brilliant article from Kathleen Stock explaining where it all went horribly wrong. How the trans census fooled Britain, which you can find at Unheard, UNHERD. Gender Recognition Reform, GRR, Bill in Scotland. The SNP ploughs ahead. We're very disappointed to learn that the Scottish Government now plans to waste public money by challenging the UK Government's refusal to allow their controversial GRR to go ahead. There's not enough space in this news review to rehash the tired old arguments, but the SNP's legal challenge seems highly unlikely to succeed. You can read the SNP's statement on their website. And the Edinburgh News has a good article explaining some of the background and likely outcome. Most of the Scottish public do not want to see self-ID introduced in Scotland, and most sane people do not want 16-year-olds to be able to change their legal sex on a whim. You can read a summary of the latest public opinion polls on the Herald's website, We'll wait and see what happens. Supporting women. Crowdfunders needing help. We appreciate times are tough, and many women do not have much spare cash. If you can spare a small amount of money, here are some women that you can help who are enmeshed in legal action against the effects of gender ideology. Rachel Mead is fighting against unlawful discrimination by Social Work England. Denise Farmy is fighting bias at the top of the Arts Council. Laura Favaro is fighting City, University of London, for discrimination, harassment, victimisation and whistleblowing detriment. In Australia, Sal Grover is defending her female-only networking app against a trans-identifying man. Each as a crowdfunder you can readily find online. Don't forget, there are lots of ways to support the Women's Rights Network. You can donate to WRN on the website, subscribe to our YouTube channel and this podcast, buy our postcards, follow us on social media, sign up to the mailing list, and share the emails to interested friends and family. Our new store will be launched really soon. We're almost there, promise. And in the meantime, remember what we are fighting for and what is at stake. The rights, safety and dignity of women and girls. And keep on keeping on. We will not give up this fight. Courage calls to courage everywhere.